Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 155 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 2nd is reflect on a situation you are resisting because the change and growth which accompany it are painful. List three ways in which making a change would be painful. List three ways in which staying stuck would be painful. Pretend you are on your deathbed and analyze which pain you would rather experience. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of seeking excellence. There is absolutely no way I can predict what your three responses would be for how the change and growth you are resisting would be painful, or the three ways in which staying stuck would be painful. But I'm going to go ahead and make a general assumption, because as I write down my own answers for my own situation, I see that the three ways in which the change would be painful all deal with my external story. Making a change in my daily routine and sacrificing certain things, taking a risk financially, putting myself out there and being vulnerable to criticism from other people. These are all part of my external story and deal with things I do or how other people view me. But the ways in which staying stuck would be painful all deal with my internal story. I would be stifling the gift I feel I have inside. I wouldn't be living out my mission to help and serve people. I would be living by fear rather than living with courage. And while these pain points don't have an immediate impact on my life, I know that over time they will continue to build. And on my deathbed, I can only imagine the weight of playing small and choosing to stay stuck rather than grow and change. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you're not like me, and the three reasons you are resisting growth and change are not external, and the three ways in which the pain of staying stuck are not internal. But I think we are probably pretty similar. And this is one of the basic themes of writing our own story, and why it takes constant work and is not just something you can do once a month or a few times a year. The tension between choosing between our external story in the short term and our internal story in the long term is present every day in our lives. And the purpose of trying to forecast how we will feel on our deathbed is to help us realize that the external factors probably won't make much difference to us. And one of the things we want to be able to say about our lives is that we gave it our best shot. We stepped in the batter's box and weren't afraid to swing. We stepped on the stage under the bright lights and gave a moving performance with every ounce of our soul. So how about you? Can you reflect on a situation you are resisting because the change and growth which accompany it are painful? What are three ways in which making a change would be painful? What are three ways in which staying stuck would be painful? When you are on your deathbed, which pain would you rather experience? Seeking excellence is the mindset that we are trying to reach our full potential and live as the best version of ourselves. But one of the biggest things that gets in the way of that is perfectionism. Living as the best version of ourselves doesn't mean that we stay perfect throughout the entire journey. Perfectionism actually prevents us from taking the risks to grow and change into the best version of ourselves. So we need to think progress, not perfection. And progress can only come through mistakes and failures. Trying to write a perfect external story is not only unrealistic, but it actually hinders us from reaching our full potential. So focus on making progress each and every day in our internal story. Make mistakes so we can learn, grow, and change, and increase our impact on our students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.